after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl.
Nice production.
Hey, what's up, everybody? What's up? Yes, man, we're back. We did do a show on Monday, but we're back. And we did do a show. Did we do a show last Wednesday? No, we did one last Monday. So, no, y'all haven't heard from us since last Monday. We are glad to have you guys. You know, every Wednesday at the show, we bring you what we call the Hump Day After Dust. And every Monday, we bring you Hot After Dust Mondays. So that's a lot of us we have every week. Tonight's show is very jam-packed. Here in just about a few minutes, we'll have a quick call from 504 Kilo, who's been on the show before. And he's out. 504 Kilo. Make sure I just wanted to make sure I specify that again for you. I'm out in New Orleans. He's been to the show before, and he's out in New Orleans, and he's dealing with
the Kilo part.
That's why I enunciated on 504, so you wouldn't do too much on the radio. Goodness. So yes, 504
Kilo. Okay.
from out of New Orleans, but of course, you know he moved to Houston, and he has a restaurant in Houston. He's dealt with Katrina as well as now dealing with the after effects of I won't even say after effects, it's still going on. How to deal with the craziness of Harvey. So. We want to talk to him real quick, get a quick update what's going on out in the greater Houston area, with everything going on from Harvey. And, you know, also, too, yesterday was the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. So we want to talk to him about, both. And then, you know, we also got a special guest model who will be on the show by the name of Sunshine Love. She'll be on the show tonight as well. And we'll be having a more in-depth interview with her. So, I don't want to miss. But, yeah. So, while we wait on him, how are things going with you, Nate?
It's going okay. What about you?
It's going okay. When I was talking to him, and I was like, to have him on the show, I was like, she gonna jump it. She gonna miss the entire first part of his name and freak out. I go, oh. Like, I'm like, come on now. You know I wouldn't do nothing to you. You know that. You know me way better than that. You know I would not do something like that to you.
T-Lo been hitting me up. He been hitting me up.
Yeah.
He missed
oh,
the
well. I know. You ain't some that good on the wrong type of dude.
Okay, when that good,
get
good
together. You need to go find you another midget. Find you a guy that's about 4'9", anywhere from 4'9" to about 5 feet. That'll fix some things. Then y'all can get then y'all can save on rent, because then y'all can get, I like it, Kiva Elf House. And bake Kiva cookies.
You crazy. Kilo owed me a Michael Kors purse. I better get my purse.
Oh, Lord. So I done got you charged up. Lord, Lord, Lord. Calm it down. I know a lot of people, including yourself, was freaking out because y'all heard Houston, Texas, and y'all was freaking out. And like, oh my God, are you okay? You okay? I'm like, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Like, I swear I text you like, are you good?
Like, to explain to people, so people didn't know, they're not freaking out. I mean, first of all, Texas is huge. This state is very, 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 very huge. So, and even sometimes I'm up to, you can have like 40 minutes up the road, completely different weather going on. Heck, while I went to college at UNT in Denton, it could be snowing up there and literally not snowing here in Fort Worth. It's just that different. Or it could be raining in Dallas and not raining in Fort Worth, or vice versa. All those different things that happen. So, to break down how this lets you know just how big Texas is. Houston is more so, and Galveston, all that stuff is more so southern Texas. So that's about 4 hours. Houston's about 4 hours away. Galveston, maybe another 45 minutes or hour away. So
you are really blessed.
Yes, I definitely am. If you go like Corpus Christi, where a lot of crazy stuff is going on too, that's even further. That's about 6 hours. And San Antonio's about 5-6 hours, but Corpus Christi's about either 6 or 7. So yeah, maybe 8, maybe touching 8. But yeah, this state is very big.
Yeah, Texas is a big state, clearly. 8 hours to drive to another part of Texas.
Oh, no. Nah, I mean, shoot, you try to go to El Paso, you're looking at about 8 to 10.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
That's west from where I'm at. So, like, about West Texas. So, yeah, imagine you drove all the way from East Texas all the way to West Texas. You driving some ways.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's what I be telling people when they tell me they come to visit, and they always say, yeah, I'm be down there, and I be like, okay, where is down there? And they tell you where they gonna be.
Right. You need to make sure you close.
And you gotta explain to them how many hours that still is away. That's why I explicitly tell people, if you're going to be like the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area, okay, that makes some sense. But don't be hitting me up talking about like Houston is like that close. So, yeah, a lot of craziness People be really thinking it's that close. If I hadn't let them know, Texas is big. Hey, let me get something. Oh, I check my Palm Pilot. Okay. So, yeah, okay. So I was just 5 or 4 kilos when I called in. I was waiting for him. So I want him to. I didn't want him calling too late because I didn't want it to coincide with my interview I have coming up. So no. Anyways, we're gonna go ahead and go to a music break here in a moment, and then after that, I will get ready to talk to Sunshine Love. She's actually out here from Fort Worth, so. That is dope. So, yeah, we'll be back after this. Hopefully, Kilo's not calling it in the time, but I'm going to go ahead and play one of his songs, 504 Kilo. Let me try to play that to you. Is he over there? Freaking, he over there doing the most. And I could, his name is K-I-L-O. Not, you know. Yeah, you know, if I would have said the other person's name, I would have said the second part of his artist name as well. So, yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so just relax. Yeah, we'll be back into this, y'all. But I do want to do this. I want to give a shout out to Kilo because he's out there making some noise. His restaurant is getting out free hamburgers and hot dogs out there. So big ups to him for doing so. They're doing that. Couple hours ago, actually. All right, we'll be back to this.
Check it out, 1998. This your nigga Money Fresh. Let's get it straight. I got a newcomer of the year, my nigga Kilo. Welcome to Kilo's world. You know how we run this shit. How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? How you love that, ho? How you love that, what? Yo, Kilo, what you be telling them hoes when they get out of line? If my hoe try to sweat you cause she think you got money, tell her, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Blanking on your beeper all day and all night, tell her, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. If she pregnant then you know you use the rubber, tell her, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. If it's all throwing hoes all in the nigga business, tell her, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Tell her, get in line, ho, 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 get in line, ho. Wanna holler and you with your old man, tell him, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. He wanna with that ass and he's busy with that dance, tell him, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. The nigga say he fucked you and he never had a pussy, tell him, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Acting funny cause he's stunting with his bitch, tell him, get in line, ho, get in line, ho. 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 We don't like play haters. We don't like play haters. Your baby mama looking cheesy. For real. Your baby mama looking cheesy. Your baby mama looking cheesy. For real. Your baby mama looking cheesy. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. From doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad. Your baby daddy doing bad, bitch. He doing bad. Look at that. She acting bad, huh? You need a kilo, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
Cold ass niggas jumping sporty on them hoes, tell him,
get in line, ho, get in line, ho.
Get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Get in line, ho, get in line, ho. Desire, I got you hollin' 6 walls.
Represent.
I got you hollin' that 7 walls. Niggas die hard.
welcome back. Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sonny Gay, and my co-host is with the Moses, Nate Seduction. That was 504 Kilo. I got to make sure I say that because Nate is crazy. 504 Kilo.
Well, for
Adner Orleans, who is actually, he stays in Houston now. And big ups to him, man, for, you know, he's one of the people that dealt with Katrina first at hand. And now it's had them deal with Harvey and giving, you know, helping out people by giving out free hamburgers and hot dogs at his restaurant in Houston. So big ups to him for doing that. And when he performed, he put on a good ass show. So I'm telling y'all. You have a chance to watch him perform in your city, make sure you go check it out because he put on a good show. And he have women twerking till they backs fall off. So, yeah. Anyways, we got on the show now a very special guest. She's from out here where I'm at, Fort Worth, Texas, far away from the storm. Name. Welcome to the show, my girl, Sunshine Love. What's up?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Sadie J. Hey, Nate Seduction. How y'all doing?
Hey, love.
Doing
all
right.
What's up?
So I told you we're not your typical show, you know. We don't try to be anybody else's show. We just be ourselves, and it comes off well with people. So it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
Well, I am the box of chocolate, so. Y'all see my pictures?
Oh.
I am the box of chocolate.
Oh no, Nate, she must not know. You don't know.
I'm just saying.
You better go check Nate's background.
go check out.
Tell Nate inbox you one of them YouTube videos.
I saw Nate's pictures. I liked them too.
Dang,
I
thought
you didn't hear the other part. I said, tell Nate to inbox you one of them YouTube videos. Every time I get YouTube videos, guy or girl, they be like, ooh-wee.
Got to put that link in my Instagram bio. Put that link.
Oh, yeah, I'll click on it. I will.
Just make sure you put the kids to bed before you look at it.
Okay.
I don't have any,
absolutely.
So it's going to be just me looking at her straight up.
Okay, don't get horny, okay?
Don't say nothing to nobody.
Oh, okay. Nobody want to see us together. All right, but anyways. I'm going to start out the show. Let's just dig into your business. First off, for those who don't know, tell me your name again. And how did you come up with the name, first off? And
Sunshine
what
Love?
What made you say, yeah, Sunshine Love. What made you come with Sunshine Love?
Because I'm a burst of sunshine.
Oh, okay, so you're a burst of sunshine and people love sunshine.
Yes, everybody likes when the sun come out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody likes rainy days or gloomy days. And normally when I'm around people, most of the time I bring happiness to them, whether it's just me being myself or, you know, it's always me being myself because I don't know how to be anything else. But, you know, most of the people who know me, like, you know, on a personal level, you know, I always bring happiness to them. Like, if I'm being a shoulder to cry on or if I'm just being, like, you know, somebody to give out advice or just being somebody they can just come to or whatever. So, you know, and then people who don't know me, you know, I just kind of find, like, my niceness has, like, rubbed off on people in a positive way. So, like, you know, I always can end up having people come to me and be like, you know, I like you. You know, you always make me happy. Or you make me smile. You got a pretty smile. You know, they want to just be around me all the time. So, you know, I'm sunshine. You know, and another thing, like, you know, my mother actually gave me that name. And it's pretty much just spinning off of the same thing. You know, I'm sunshine. Like, I always bring happiness to people on the regular. Love, that was just the default last name because I wanted the last name. I didn't want it to be just Sunshine by itself. So I just picked Love because I love love. So.
Kind of like Nay Seduction. She just wanted to be Nay, so she decided to, you know, be add Seduction to it.
You know what?
Hey, don't do her.
I was just going by Seti J, but people kept, like, in my username was, you know, my username is Seti J Dusk. It's because mm-hmm. Dusk is, like, in a lot of my brand names. And so, but people kept calling, people even I went to high school with would call me, what's up, Seti J Dusk? They would call me by my username, so I just said, okay.
Just kept going with it.
So let me just use that full name. So, yeah, I agree. It's interesting how that works. All right, so going into you first start modeling, you know, when did you first start modeling and why did you want to get into modeling?
Well, I started modeling officially March of 2017. And the reason why I got into it, really modeling has been like a silent passion of mine since I was a kid. Like, my mama used to always say I've always been camera ready. And then, like, you know, when I was a little girl, I used to always have, like, these little fashion shows, these little imaginary fashion shows in my room and imaginary photo shoots in my room. She eventually, like, you know, bought cameras, like digital cameras, and I, like, had, like, these little imaginary photo shoots in my room with her camera. And then she bought me a camera, and I had one with my camera, have all these little photo shoots. And then that just actually just kind of kept going on because, like, you know, when you get your boyfriend, your boo thing or whatever, you know, you want to be all sexy and stuff. So you, like, go dress up in, like, some little sexy stuff and have, like, this little photo shoot so you could send him sexy pictures. That's what I was doing. And then after that, like, but on the cool, like, you know, one of my coworkers actually had asked me to be in his fashion show. And so I told him, yeah, you know, he told me he had liked my style and, you know, he liked the way I was putting my clothes together at work. And so I told him, yeah, I'll do it. And then, like, you know, when I went to the fashion show, I just met, like, these great models and stuff. And, like, you know, I kept in touch with them and they started linking me up with photographers. And then it just kind of just took off from there. People started liking my look and it just took off from there.
Okay, so Going next to them today, you know, what have you liked about modeling so far? You know, as far as now that you're doing it as an actual, you know, not just no longer just doing it in your house, taking pictures and whatnot. Now that you're doing it and actually working with photographers and everything, what stuff you've been liking about modeling so far?
So far I like everything about it really because, it actually took me by surprise on how much I like it, you know, cause at first, you know, when I first started out, I was like, you know, I'll just see where it goes. So it was going to be like a little hobby type of thing for me. But then it just pretty much like unlocked like this inner passion I had and it started coming out. And then it just opened my eyes on, made me realize as this is what I want to do with my life. Like, this is what I love. And because I've done hair, you know, I've got my license in braiding. Don't need it anymore in the state of Texas, but I went and got that. I've done hair since I was, like, you know, 10, 12 years old. And then, like, you know, I also sell insurance. I'm an insurance salesperson. Done that for a few years. And, you know, so I got, like, other stuff lined up that I had careers in, but it wasn't something I just could see myself doing and be completely happy with it. So with modeling and, like, actually working with photographers, being behind the scenes, you know, going to fashion shows, being invited to those, actually dealing with this, I love it. I mean, it's hard work. Anybody who say modeling is just getting in front of a camera and taking pictures, they need to be slapped because it is not that. It is hard work, it's dedication, and you have to be motivated to do it. And I already have all of that. So I love everything about it. I don't really have any cons. I mean, you run into shady people, but in any industry, you run into shady people. So.
Now, it's interesting you brought up a point you just brought up in there before I go ask you my original next question, but there's a point you have brought up. You were saying now you don't have to have a license in the state of Texas. Fun fact, you know the person who helped pushing that through was actually on the show before.
He did. You said the person who helped push that through was on the show?
Mm-hmm. She was
really?
On here. Her name was Isis Britton.
Oh, yeah. I love Isis.
Yeah,
her
and my dad are really good friends. Yeah, she actually came on the show before, and we actually talked about her story. Yeah, she actually, at one point in time, in the midst of doing this, she actually ended up she had to go to jail. Big part of her life over this, she had to go to jail because they were saying that she needed a cosmetology license.
Yeah, shout out to Sister Isis for that on the cool, because like if it wasn't for her, it was a struggle, because like it was crazy, because like I went and got my license done in 2013, and then 2 years later they was like, Greg Abbott signed the bill to where we don't need it anymore, and I was like, well, I mean, I got my money back, but I was like, dang. But then when I found out why, I was like, man, say shout out to Sister Isis for that.
Yeah, so there's people that sometimes there's people who will try to play games and act like you're not act like that's not the case, but it is clearly a law that's out of place so that you can and she's trying to help push it across the entire nation where you shouldn't have to deal with nonsense in order to braid hair because it's ancestral braiding. You can't
exactly.
You know, it's something that's
exactly.
in our DNA to do.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've been doing it since I was 10. Like, you know, my mother bought me a mannequin head and was like, here, play with that. And then that just escalated to me learning how to braid and everything. And then, like, you know, I do my little brother's hair when he would grow his hair out. And then after that just escalated to me doing my mother's friends, like, their little girl's hair. Like, they'll just ask my mother if I can do their daughter's hair. And then that just kept going for a while. And then, like, you know, since braiding hair is so second nature, you know, I do it off and on.
Right. It provides us financial liberty. It's something that really black people are pretty much natural masters that we don't have to, it's something that we can still have control over.
Right.
Okay, so
I agree.
I'm going to throw it back. I'm going to do a 360 on you, come back to modeling on you. All right, so we talk about the good. Now, I know you said you like everything about it. There's always some stuff you don't like, and I know there's some stuff you don't like because we talked about this the other day. What's some of the stuff you don't like about the industry right now that drives you nuts?
Just the perverts. I mean, I would say it's the perverts, you know, because a lot of times, so I don't think, some of these people don't get how they coming off to you. Like, you know, it could be a fan, it could be a photographer. Like, sometimes they don't understand how they coming off. And, like, you know, now, granted, I know some of my pictures will take you there. I already know that. I'm not going to sit up here and say I don't give people a reason to kind of think to the left. You know, I know some of my pictures will take you there. But then, like, I have artistic pictures on there that I feel like, you know, I think people might be missing the artistic form. So they'll, like, come at me all the way to the left. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to block you. Or, like, you know, it'd be a photographer who just looks at the fact that, oh, well, she does nude, I'm going to try to get her naked. And it's like, nah, because, like, I'm not going to just get naked for everybody. Like, I have my things. I have my concept. So sometimes photographers might just look at the fact that I'm going to try to get her naked, and they come off weird. And it's like, okay, you're a little shady. I don't want to work with you. And then, like, you know, I've dealt with some photographers who get in their feelings sometimes whenever you don't shoot with them. And it's like, you know, well, I gotta spread my wings.
No,
I'm just saying, like, you know, that happens, and it's like, you know, it's no hard feelings at all. It's just that, you know,
I know
you gotta make
this,
sure that you spread yourself.
This city that do that kind of stuff. I'm not gonna mention no names. You might.
Oh no, me neither. I'm not
mentioning
any names.
I'll get you in the inbox on that one.
Because
I bet you we can play rock, paper, scissors and name the same people.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just got to, I've ran into
you
that.
Already
like,
know.
You know, I don't want to keep working with people like that, because if you're going to keep getting your feelings every time I don't shoot with you, then we're going to have a problem. You know, because then what if it gets to the point to where, you know, when it does get to the point to where my career is skyrocketed and I can't shoot with you no more, then what you going to do, you know? So,
I got to cut you off on that. Hold on, your career skyrocket, you can't, nah, that I'm not going to excuse. Because when you skyrocket, don't forget about us.
I'm not going to forget it. Now, that's people who know me personally know how I am. Like, you know, my people who know me personally know how I am. Like, I'm not that kind of person who's not humble. I'm very humble. You know, I just don't like dealing with drama. You know, and I refuse to deal with drama on any aspect. I don't care if the drama is light drama or if it's heavy drama, because I'm the type of person who can smell drama coming a mile away. And if you're going to bring me drama, I'm just going to avoid you altogether. Like, we just don't have to work together. I mean, the United States of America is huge and the world is even bigger. You are one person. I don't have to work with that one individual who has an issue with me, you know?
Right, but I agree with this. Like, people understand, like, a model's portfolio has to have multiple people's work. It can't just be one person.
No,
and that's
and
why
I
some people say,
like, you know,
yeah, I understand they have great work with some people, but it kind of gets boring when it's like, okay, you're only shooting with that person. It does, because people don't see that you can't, because what it does is it doesn't show versatility. It doesn't show that you can work with anyone at a given moment. And that's what people don't understand. They say, oh, book me, my rates. Why am I going to pay rates if you haven't shown the consistent skill of work with multiple people?
Right, exactly. And that's how I feel. Like, I've always been taught, my mother always taught me, you know, make sure you put your hand in everything that you can. So, you know, I'm not going to just keep working with just one person. That's why I have a braider's license. That's why I'm licensed in health insurance. That's why I'm licensed in auto insurance. You know, that's why I know how to, I've been a manager before. I have my hand in a lot of stuff. I've done tech work before. And, like, you know, I'm into modeling now, you know. So for me, just working with more than one person, like I always say that I'm a canvas. And that photographer is a painter, so they're going to have to paint me how they see me with that camera. So everybody has a different vision of how they see me, and I'm the type of person who likes to see what kind of vision you have.
Exactly. I think they understand this. Doesn't mean you won't work with them a lot more. It's some people, yeah, you might work with them more because you like their work more, but they understand, this, that you it's all right for you to work with multiple people. I personally, that's what I feel my, like, especially if I work with a person who's brand new, one of my big purposes is to make sure that I've got you seasoned enough to where you can work with other people so that you can be able to get to the level you're trying to get to. And don't just be, you know, you can still work with me, not so they can't work with me, but I just want them to be able to, you know, get the value that they deserve by, you know, working with multiple people and having different, like you said, different visions. Everyone has different visions of how they do so.
Yeah, definitely.
And that was okay. As far as I'm about to pass the name, but I have another thing you brought up too. You were talking about because this is a consistent problem I'm noticing. People that do this, one of the biggest promises people do all the time, girl, I can get you published. You know,
oh,
I remember you were telling me this was a huge problem you dealt with.
Well, yeah, that is one of them. There are some people who's hit me up and has promised me $1 million dreams for a dollar. And luckily, you know, I do have people watching my back.
And see, the thing is, some people see the fact that I'm not with the modeling agency, so I guess they might think that I'm just out here green, and I'm not. You know, I'm not out here green. I actually got people who watching me, who got my back for me. So if anything go down, I'm going to be like, hey, look, this person said this and the third. Can you check them out? You know what I'm saying? So, like, for example, like, there's this guy named Jay. He's in Atlanta. I met him in April at a photo shoot. He was the one who told me, you know, you got it. You need to go hard with this modeling thing. Like, he motivated me a lot in the beginning. And he was like, you know, he kept in touch with me and pretty much just made sure that don't nobody treat me dirty. You know, if I ever feel like, you know, I have a suspicion about something or someone or an issue with a photographer or something, I'm going to send him his way, you know, because I know that he has extensive experience in this industry, a lot of people in this industry. And, you know, with that being said, I feel protected with him, you know, in my corner. So, you know, so I've actually had people say, oh, well, since you're independent, you know, I didn't think you had anybody. Wrong. I do. I got people, you know, and it's not just him. You know, I have other people who I go and I confide in, and they give me professional advice, you know, everything like that, legal advice as well. So, you know, some people out here, they like to promise they're going to publish you, and then they want to take your picture, and then either don't give your pictures back, you know, you got to have a hard time getting your pictures back, or, you know, they ain't affiliated with any magazine. Don't know. It's like, you know, I can get myself out of this mind coming to me like this. Like, you know, they'll make you think that they all affiliated and they not.
Right. That's why I think it's important that you have people ask for tear sheets. Like, it's important because as a photographer and even as a model, you have this, like, you're a model, you say, hey, I've been published. No, some of you, I've been published 10 times. Well, what the tear sheets approve you've been, how many times you've been published?
Right.
You know, it is the same thing with the photographers. You know, post your tear sheets. And ask the magazine for, you know, you can ask them for the tear sheets. And, you know, like, for instance, with my magazine, I'll wait a couple of weeks, and then if people ask for the tear sheets, I'll give it to them. I'm only giving it to people that ask me. Because I want to see who's serious, and if they're serious, they're going to ask them for tear sheets.
Right.
So I give it to them so they can post them. Because that's what's going to get you booked more and get into more magazines, and then also give you more buying power when it comes time to move to the next step of getting paid to model.
Right. Right. It's all a process. So, like, you know, my support team, you know, I love them because, like, they made sure that I don't lose my head in this industry.
Yeah, and I just had a model. She just, because she had told me before, I had shot her in before I left on my cruise, and she said she was submitted to some magazines. Like, okay. And then I talked to her today. You know, she was telling me, yeah, they told me it takes, like, 30 days before they give you an answer. And I think that's kind of, I mean, the way she was talking, or you gotta vote you in to figure out if you're gonna be the magazine. And I'm like, that's one of the biggest That's one of the biggest scams out in the world. You gotta first gotta wait 30. if they ain't know when you first got your stuff, then I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And she's still like, I'm like, man, I'm trying to tell her. I said, man, I've been doing this for a while, so I know all the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. But anyways, I'm gonna throw it over to Nate. And let Nate dig into some more stuff I may have not brought up.
Hey, girly.
What's up?
Nothing much. So now I'm not gonna be easy with you.
I heard. I'm ready. I'm always ready. My mama said I was born ready. So I'm always ready.
Good.
I'm like SpongeBob.
As far as modeling, though, who do you look up to in the modeling industry?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Who do you look up to in the modeling industry?
I look up to Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell.
Okay.
I love Tyra. I've been watching her since I was a little girl. I love Tyra. I'm like, I don't care what nobody
like,
say about Tyra.
I used to watch the show all the time, America's Next Top Model.
Man, I used to watch on Net. I used to watch on fashion shows when I was a little girl. I used to watch, like, you know, I always watch Victoria's Secret fashion shows. Like, I've been in love with Tyra since I was a little girl.
Neighbors are for everybody. Little joke there. Little short
Who
joke.
Who looks up to everybody?
You.
Shut up.
Well, you got no choice. You got to look up to everybody.
Look, don't be coming at my height like that, okay?
Okay, look, easy on the short folks. Easy on the short folks.
Hold on, wait. How tall are you?
5'4".
Oh, so you're taller than me. I'm only 4'9".
That's okay. Short committee, so I'm still have your back.
So, modeling and being a video vixen is kind of two different things. So, who do you look up video vixen for? Like, what, you know, video vixen do you look up to currently that, you know, you think is going hard right now?
Right now, I don't know, because I don't know any video vixens right now. If I had to pick one, though, period, in general, I'm going to have to say Melissa Ford.
Melissa Ford, okay. I've seen a couple of her pictures before.
She's been, Melissa Ford, she owned early 2000s.
I know. I like Melissa Ford. I, like, you know, if I had to pick any video vixen, it would be her.
So where do you see yourself in the next couple of years since you just, you know, really got your foot in the door? Where do you see yourself, you know, going farther, you know?
I mean, honestly, I've been thinking about that a lot lately, and I just don't know because this industry changes a lot, and it's moving kind of fast for me. So I don't even know because I didn't even think where I am right now I would be where I am at this moment. I thought it would be like another year. So it's like, you know, I don't really know. I just hope I'll be far in the mud, like real far. Like, I just pretty much, I have very high expectations. I'm very ambitious. I'm very motivated. And, you know, I'm very determined. And, you know, my attitude, I'm always happy. Like, you know, I'm always, like, preppy or giddy, and I'm very goofy. So I stay positive most of the time. Even through rainy days, I stay positive or whatever. So I feel like with all of those capabilities and those qualities, I know I'm going to go somewhere positive, and it's going to be far, and I'm going to be happy.
Absolutely. You got to have self-motivation.
Yes.
Always got to have that self-motivation. So, because I didn't think I would be where I'm at
right.
in the modeling industry today. A lot of people didn't believe in me when I first started. Steady was, like, one of the, you know, first people who believed in me and a few other people. And, now a lot of people are requesting, you know, I'm known in the industry now. But it took hard work and dedication. I didn't let them negative comments
right.
stop me from where I'm at today, trying to get to where I'm going. So,
Humble Brag,
well,
she's on. I had her first magazine cover.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And since
I can't
then,
wait
till
I get mine.
Since then, I've been in a couple other magazines. So Steady was the first magazine that I've been in. And I've been on several different websites and other, you know, stuff. But you always got to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody else going to believe in you. And I had to tell
exactly.
myself that.
Yes, so, I do tell myself that.
Who do you plan to work with in the future? Who you
want to
work with?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, really. I have no idea. I just know I want to go to Paris.
Oh, Paris, yeah.
But I have no idea who I want to work with because it's so many great people out there, and I just can't pick one because I know I'm going to probably be the same type of starstruck as I am for each person.
Don't be starstruck.
I mean, when you work with somebody who has high credibility, you kind of tend to get starstruck a little bit.
True.
What celebrities do you want to work with? That's the
question. What celebrities do I want to work with? Well, I want to work with, what's that guy's name? His name is Tyson. I want to work with him. He is so fine. I just want to just pose with him just one time. I just want to just pose with him just one good time. I just want to touch his chocolate skin. He is so fine. Yes.
See, now, hold on. I'm going to call y'all on this. You see how thirsty you sound? Now, y'all be talking about the photographer. That's how y'all be sounding. Now, y'all see how the photographer be sounding. Ooh, I can't wait.
I'm just saying she asked who I want to work with, and I'm saying him.
Hey.
He is so fine.
Am I the interviewer right now, or are you the interviewer right
now?
Let me put you in your place real quick.
Let me step to the left real fast. Let me put you in my pocket real quick.
Real funny. But anyway,
no.
I want to work with Trey Songz and August Alsina. That's who I really
want. Trey Songz and August Alsina. See, oh, I used to want to work with Trey Songz, but then, like, you know, I thought August Alsina was a little bit finer.
That's my husband. I'm
a fuck count. Are you going to have him sing to you?
Yes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yo, you don't even want to hear it.
Now, what photographers do you want to work with? Like, you know, it can be nationwide, statewide, you know.
You say, what photographers do I want to work with?
Uh-huh.
I want to work with whoever be shooting for Essence. They be getting some really dope photographers.
People?
No, I don't have any specific people. What you say?
I got a bad cold.
What? You got a bad cold?
Yes.
Don't be getting out here spreading germs. Are you on here spreading germs?
I got this cold. Like, it makes me just blurt out stuff accidentally.
What? Whatever. I know what you're trying to say.
So, now I'm about to get a little personal. What's going on in your love life? Single,
how I know this question was gonna happen?
Cause you know it was me.
Look, I was trying to find a way all day to how I was gonna answer this question.
Wow, that hard. She was trying to find a way how she gonna answer it.
Yeah. Cause I don't know how to answer this question.
Oh, who you
That's
for the
a
main
hard
man?
Question. Huh?
Said,
I'm gonna make the whole world mad. I'm gonna make the whole world mad.
So how is it a hard question? What's going on now?
is
it complicated? What?
Everything about my love life is complicated. It's always complicated.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of
we not going to
fighting
Facebook
and making
now,
up. You go on my Facebook, ain't nothing on there.
No, I said, no, that's a Facebook status. It's complicated. Y'all don't get out of here.
It's always complicated because I'm always fighting and making up, you know.
What is your zodiac sign, girl? What is?
I'm a Capricorn, so I'm pretty stubborn sometimes.
Oh, I should have known. Yeah, Capricorn. Oh, geez. My mama and daddy are Capricorn, girl.
I'm pretty stubborn sometimes, you know. I know that much. I'm not going to say I'm a handful. I'm about two handfuls, probably two and a half maybe.
I'm
going to
be honest.
You just got to use your third eye. Because I pray, if
handful.
You read through all that, you got your answer.
Pretty much.
my third eye stay activated. I caught all that too.
You just caught all of it.
Girl, you ain't gotta be scared to answer the question. Ain't nobody gonna get you now.
Girl, everybody gonna get me. Everybody gonna get me.
Her status is sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
I got one more question for you.
What's that?
So do you like to dibble and dabble, or are you strictly straight?
You say, do I like to dibble and dabble, or do I what?
Or are you completely straight?
Okay, I get what you're asking, man.
I'm completely straight.
Okay, girl. Okay, you never know, though. Never know.
I always say I like sausages. Like, I like hot meat. I like stuff that got veins in it, and it can get hard, and it can get soft, and then I can make it back hard, you know. I like it to be alive.
Woo! Okay. They say she can turn you, though, so don't get too cocky.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I mean, I don't really like, you know, too much of the other extras, because I like real stuff.
They don't know. Okay. Nay, is that your last question, ma'am? You have some more.
You
stand
for production
101,
Missy?
Huh?
Okay. Oh yeah. That's what I was gonna ask. Thank you for asking that question. You read my mind.
What question was it?
Are you gonna stay for our next segment?
Oh yeah, what's the next segment?
We have May Seduction 101, and then me, I do something called Crickets of the Week.
Okay.
All right, that's so cool. Let me add this a smidge more time on here so I can cover our behinds. Any whatever. Okay. All right, that being said, Nay, I'm going to play this drop and then we'll come back. Just so again, everyone can go, breathe. Okay, we'll be back after this quick little drop. There we go.
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuned into Life After Dust Live with Steady J and Nay Seduction.
All right. Now we can do a smooth transition to Nay's Seduction 101.
Yes. Okay.
Oh,
I know what's
going
outside, right?
Oh, Lord. I know where this is going.
Look,
this is what y'all know. When it gets cold outside, they gotta
be trying to start being in
the
relationship,
because
they ain't got no
respect. Oh, you bringing this back? did we do a top six this and this last year?
Yes, last year we did.
You put me petty.
Not being my inbox because you ain't got nowhere to stay and it's not being cold outside. No, we can't be cuddled, but no. Sorry. I cuddle with my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know, it should be the bum. That's how you know you're fucking bum. Would they be in your inbox? That's
cold outside. Like, nigga, you're in your own place. You better sleep in your car. You better get a job. You better do something. Go stay with one of your baby mamas. You probably got five.
They kicked him out.
With one of your kids. Have a nigga ever did that? Have a nigga ever been in your unbox around the time it's about to get cold outside, though, for real?
Yeah. That's why I'm laughing. I know a few.
I think they about to come lay in your warm bed and shit with the,
yeah,
with the heat and shit and drink some,
yeah,
hot chocolate. Oh, no. No. You better go ask Shaniqua or something.
For real.
You know it's true. Said you know it's true. So don't be over there quiet. Mm.
Oh, well, I'm quiet because these females do the same thing. Y'all just don't get in the inbox. Y'all start making these pity party-ass Facebook posts.
What?
I sure wish I had somebody next to me. But, oh, yeah.
But 80% of women have their own place.
Right. We just want somebody to cuddle with.
Because,
Most niggas don't be having
their
own place.
Fort Worth, I'm maybe going Fort Worth. Shoot, I can start Fort Worth alone. Have these chicks, they be trying to, they get kicked out, they get their own spot, but they credit or they always getting fired, so they end up not having their own spot. They only have their own spot for like 2 weeks, and then they end up getting fired or find a way to get kicked out, and then they trying to sleep, sleep with some random no good ass dude just so they can have a place.
Well,
to
I don't
stay.
Know what kind of
yeah,
woman
he...
you talking to, because I've been in my spot
oh,
for
I,
almost
I
4 years.
Oh, Steady JJ, I didn't say I talked to him. I'm just telling you, I look at this this T feed, otherwise known as the news feed, every day,
okay,
and I'll be
that.
Seeing females. So yeah, go back to you talking about
that.
You got to
get
me
on these. Let me get back on these niggas. They be sitting at home with their mama. Then when it's about to get cold outside, their mama be complaining about the bills because the bills go up. So,
oh,
yeah, they got a time. I'm going to go.
Yep.
They for to get a cricket of the week acting like this.
What is the truth? It's sex.
It is the truth. They be trying to find somewhere to go.
That's my seduction 101, because it's the truth.
I have a rebuttal. I got a rebuttal, further rebuttal on seduction 101. Again, it be these females, a lot of these females, they be trying to, they want to take pictures on Facebook so bad to say, ooh, my boo got me a Christmas gift. My boo coming on for Thanksgiving. And then they get pregnant by him. And all of a sudden, he a no-ass baby daddy. That's what y'all come up with. But as Nate says over and over, you knew he wasn't shit before you got with him. So why are you going to – so don't be complaining now saying he ain't shit. Do you mind if I stroke you up? I don't mind. You let him stroke you up, and he R. Kelly'd you half of the baby, but except he was like, I will get the other half, but, the way my bank account set up is, y'all got to quit dealing with these. That's on y'all. So, we got here saying it's just the dude. These females be out here. Want to be thirsty? They want to put on Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and Instagram so bad that they got a freaking boo. It's ridiculous.
So you think they just be doing anything for it?
Yeah, I mean it don't sound like it was this prevalent. It was this much thirst about it until we got social media, because now people feel they got something to prove on social media.
Well,
look, Teddy, maybe you the one that's not shit. Maybe you one of them not shit.
Oh
niggas.
No, I'm not these great value ass niggas out here.
So you know I'm more like
Whole Foods.
Dang.
So food is expensive.
You gotta pay. You got, I'm top dollar. I'm over top dollar. All right, so I guess that means go to the Crickets of the Week, and then Carl got a couple more questions for Sunshine Love before she leaves, and we end the show. All right, so Crickets of the Week, and the first few times for Crickets. Those of y'all new to the show, Crickets of the Week is a segment where I bring attention to the dumbest people or worst people of the week. And, is there a group of people? So I'd like to say, first off, my first award for Cricket of the Week goes to our great friends in Houston. Now, who in Houston am I specifically speaking about? I am talking about these damn stores out here trying to charge $34.99 to $99.99 on a damn case of water, taking advantage of people in this storm.
Mm-hmm. That's messed up.
You don't. That you are like. I'm not one of the people that be Bible thumping on people, but you gonna make me. You gonna make me sound like I'm one of the old deacons in the front pews. There's a special place in the hell. Reserved just for y'all ass for sitting there thinking that was cool to do. I mean, seriously.
That was messed up.
That much money for a case of water. I understand that the supplies are running low, are going to run low because it's not because people are trying to go to the store that has the most accessibility to get supplies. But treating people like that, that's horrible, man. People lost damn near everything, and your way of saying, "Hey, we got your back," is let's overcharge at the wazoo on some damn bottled water. Y'all lost y'all damn mind. So I'm gonna give y'all some cricket. People like Best Buy on that ratchet nonsense. You know that's F Best Buy.
That was so messed up.
I wanted to reach it and slap it and taste that all of them. and then when they choke it and say, "Oh, yeah, give me some water, but it's gonna cost you some money. I'm gonna need about $100 for this one bottle." Cricket. Give them crickets up. All right, next up on my beautiful list of talking, you know, of putting people in their place. Okay. So I'm breath just have to breathe. My next part of my list, I'm of Crickets of the Week. I'm about to go in on this whole entire Joel Osteen discussion.
I've definitely seen about that.
He's going to hell. He really should go to hell, but the nonsense,
like, for real.
So, here's my thing. It's interesting how all of a sudden all of y'all defending the hell out of, I chose my term wisely, defending the hell out of Joel Osteen, but y'all dish y'all pastor every day about not doing so. Why you ain't doing? Why pastor ain't doing this? Why pastor ain't doing that? Same way y'all say Joel Osteen ain't gotta do something. Your pastor ain't gotta do something. I need y'all have the same consistent energy when it comes to what you're talking about. Don't be all of a sudden when it's your pastor you got a problem, but you want to defend. Y'all out here defending the hell out of somebody miles away, hours away. Defend the hell out of them. If you really want me to call like I see it, it's, we gotta save the white man. Like, that's what it feels like. Let's save the white pastor. He's a good, wholesome pastor. God save the white pastor. But, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when it comes to black pastors, y'all got all kinds of Y'all was tearing Bishop T.D. Jakes. Y'all was tearing man, what's his name? Harry Long behind. Up. It's TJ too. But let when TJ to do something, people lose their freaking minds. And if you ask me, ain't none of them doing right. Including Jaws thing. So they get these crickets all day long. People that's out here champion out here complaining. It's not his freaking house. The goddamn members help pay for that damn house. So the members need to make the decision. If the members here say, oh, don't open the doors, then you don't get to do that, bruh. Unless they, if you get to make the decision, then let me remind myself of these damn checks I done wrote every goddamn Sunday for tithes and offering, building fund, the past anniversary fund, the we a little bit short fund, I want to have some fun, you know, all that nonsense. If this is his church to control, then let me take my little money, my little coins back, so you can't have no decision on that anymore. You can do all you want to with your money.
Oh my goodness!
But don't let little Ronnie at the street. He made one little mistake. Y'all want to ride his ass, but y'all treat these pastors like they freaking like they the next coming of Jesus. Oh my God! Don't be talking about pastor like that. That's a good Christian man. Like y'all be tripping out, man. Y'all need to get crickets. In this case, because we talking about church folk, I'm pretending them damn crickets is locusts. You know, we do that. They locusts. They come. The locusts are coming. The locusts are coming. The locusts are coming. The locusts are coming. Act like them some damn locusts coming for your ass. This is making me mad. Okay, I got one more round of crickets to give out. This dude is, he pretty much has every week he's going to find a way to get a cricket of the week. Don't you worry. I have been a chance to give him these crickets. I do all crickets of the week, same last week. But I got some catch up to do, and he's done stuff this week, too. So let me go ahead and sound the crickets off for number 45. Number 45, man. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. You just find some way to piss me off every week. I went out and get to do my Crickets of the Week segment. The nonsense that happened, this hurricane saved the day because it's saving your ass about us riding you about what happened in Charlottesville and all these other racist-ass riots that started. It saved your ass. And when you had the nerve to blame what happened in Charlottesville on both black people and white people, sir, you didn't get these goddamn crickets. Matter of fact, if it didn't freak out Secret Service, I'd send them. And it freak out people, I'd send a whole box of crickets to the White House line and just let the crickets go around the line and not hurt anybody. I just wanted to make that damn sound over and over again and annoy the hell out of all of them. So, yeah, he getting crickets for that. And he getting crickets for this nonsense he did this week. Dealing with Harvey. So you gonna say when you're just every? I mean, I need you to make your mind up, man. I need you have the same consistent energy. When he said, when this dude came out in his mouth and said, "It's sad to go down in Houston. Good luck." What you mean, good luck? He was just so dismissive of it. But now yesterday. Or today, whenever he decided to bring his raggedy orange ass down here, he decided all of a sudden that he wants to start looking, that all of a sudden, he all of a sudden say, oh, wow, he's passing a bill to fuck people over that get unscrewed by on disasters, natural disasters or whatnot. Ironic how that happens. He's out here acting like he's compassionate and shit. Man, you about as no good as that damn fucking piece of shit that's on top of your head. Fuck out of here, get these damn crickets. And then you gonna leave to go do that weak ass rally. I mean, dude, I swear, I don't think he wants to be a president. I just think he likes run. He just likes campaigning. He been campaigning. I mean, dude, you're the president. Why are you campaigning every goddamn day? Just do your fucking job. Oh, hey, we leaving our options open. That's code for I don't know what the hell I'm doing. You need triggers for that. All right, one more set of crickets. I lied, okay, so I got one more. I'm giving another set of crickets to these no good ass people that's out in these streets to go further. When they said, you no good ass people that's trying to gear up to all of a sudden, you know, get boo things and whatnot. Just remember, as we talked about last year, the same rules do still apply. What are those rules, people? Understand there are levels. There are literally levels to this ish. Don't be trying to get married status perks. And y'all just fucking. You want all this shit for Christmas. What you give me for Christmas? Some condoms. Yeah, leave me that. Y'all better quit tripping. Y'all better quit coming out in these streets acting a goddamn fool. Or it's just like, well, I need some condoms for? Because you're getting this Christmas dick. That's you getting. That's you get for Christmas. You ain't getting. Stop. Y'all just quit trying to. Y'all just know your place. Don't be out here. You just a cut buddy, and you trying to get all these damn perks. No, know your place. Okay, but those are my last tickets. So yes. Now that's off my chest. All right, so we got a couple more questions for you before we end the show.
Okay.
So last question. Last two questions. One. What's like some things you really want to do with the modeling industry? As far as I know, we talk about people you want to work with, but what's like? Without giving away too much, because I know how people out here have to steal ideas all the way they can't think on their own. What's some concepts that you really want to knock out within, I say, the next year or so?
You know, with my photo shoot?
Yeah.
Well, I want to start doing, like, some, like, dramatic photo shoots, like things that are telling... that's showing more of an expression through how I'm posing or telling a story through what's going on in the picture. You know, I have, like, a whole bunch of ideas about that I like to do. That's one thing I want to kind of knock out. Because right now I'm knocking out my artistic nudes or whatever, and then I'm going to start moving towards my high fashion, and then I want to start doing like little stories with my photos. Because I'm kind of dramatic in a way, and I think of things and stuff, and I want to show those in my pictures. How dramatic I am. So yeah, that's one of my biggest things I really want to do. I have like so many ideas, and I'm starting to go towards that. I kind of have some of my photo shoots already planned out for that, and kind of my thing.
Okay. So you kind of brought to my last question. Your country really like I know you, I mean, because a lot of people they hate on if you do nudes or whatnot. People do that all the time. And, you know, how did you get to that comfort level of moving, being able to do nudes? And, how, you know, how do you keep that motivation able to still do them so flawlessly?
Well, the way I got comfortable with it, number one, I've never been ashamed of my body. You know, I've always been confident in how I look. So I've never been, I'm humble with it, but I've never been ashamed of my body. Like, you know, I've never been whatever. But no, for real, I've never been like the girl who was like, you know, scared to like be in her bikini at the pool or whatever. You know, I've been a cheerleader most of my life, so I've always been like, you know, walking around in my drawers around girls all the time because, you know, we switch out in our cheerleading outfits and everything. So, you know, I kind of just already had that level of comfortability within myself. On the cool, like, you know, I walk around my house naked anyway. So when it got to doing the photo shoot, I was just like, well, I'm comfortable with myself. You know, I'm already comfortable with myself. The reason why I wasn't scared to like put my pictures out there like that was because I felt like if I can show my confidence within my pictures, then people will overlook the fact that it's just strictly nude. Like, they'll see my confidence showing in them pictures. And they'll also, I mean, of course, they're going to see what's there. You know, they're going to see the fact that I'm naked in the picture, but they're going to also see my confidence in that picture as well. And I feel like that was going to start standing out more than the fact that, oh, she's just naked. This is just another naked girl. Because sometimes you'll look at those pictures and, like, when some girls are naked, depending on what they're trying to depict, that's what they'll see, you know. So I wasn't trying to just be just another naked girl. I was trying to show more of my confidence in my photos.
Yeah, I just, because I'm getting more and more doing them. I definitely say one of my biggest things that I wanted to do at first was kind of from a confidence standpoint, was just not want to deal with people who are so, you know, act so extra. Like, I don't need a bunch of people pointing the finger like, oh, that guy, because people paint this picture of me already if you do lingerie or whatever, that you're the guy that does lingerie news and, like, you don't do anything else. Like, I'm like, most of my work is, if you really go back and look at my work, most of the stuff is fashion. So you can't really paint that picture on me.
Yeah, I don't really think about the negativity part when it comes to it. I mean, of course, you know, there are people who are probably not going to be feeling it or whatever, but then think about it, like, I mean, people going to judge you regardless. People going to have feelings about whatever they feel regardless. So, I mean, I don't too much care about the negativity aspect of it because they're going to say what they want to say, you know. I mean, everybody got an opinion, so if I focus on everybody's opinion, then I'm not gonna do what I want to do, and I'm not gonna be able to express myself the way I can. And the way I express myself, the people who are liking it, they're liking it, and it's getting me where I need to go.
If this contrary belief, a lot of people don't understand is that people always want to say that, like, well, making it put out there, like, people who do news is always fucking a bunch of people. But I'm going to say the controversial phrase to say a lot. Contrary to belief, it'd be a lot more people who do a lot of fashion. It's a lot of these high fashion, sedentary people who be out here doing more trifling stuff than people who do news. Like, don't be fooled out here in these streets thinking just because they got on clothes all the time, they're behind closed doors, they're out here dropping like it's hot in front of every goddamn Peter they can find.
Yeah, because I've never slept with any photographer. Don't plan on sleeping with any photographer. The photographer that shoots me nude, I only shoot nude with one photographer, and he is very professional. Really, two. It's only two that's ever shot me nude. Both of them are very professional. You know, I don't feel uncomfortable with them at all. You know, one of them is Eric Gross. Like, I shoot nude with him a lot. He's very professional. We don't, it's nothing like uncomfortable about shooting with him. The next one I shoot with is Logan Gray. He's also very professional. I don't ever feel uncomfortable when I'm shooting with him. And so, like, you know, that part does play a huge deal when it comes to shooting nudity with these photographers, and, like, also, you know, the communication between you and that photographer on how you guys are going to shoot. That's a big deal, like, having a clear communication standpoint. And we communicate very well, so, you know, it's never a problem with those two.
Right. So I think another one of the hardest things about, like, you shoot nude is – and yeah, you said about, you talked about back into confidence. Sometimes I want women, like, no, you don't have to be, like, some things in Photoshop, I understand some Photoshop I will fix on mine, but I don't like doing Jurassic. I'm not trying to make you, I don't want to make you look like a, like I completely drew, like you just drew you, and you like a completely different person.
Right.
Like, I don't like doing all that. Like, I'll clean a little small blemishes, but I'm not going to be out here rebuild. I'm not going to be doing Build-A-Chick. I'm not doing all that.
Well, the good thing about me that I've heard, you know, from the photographers who shot me is that I'm not really hard to edit. So, you don't really take them too much or too long.
Nice, nice. All right, so what do you so last question, what do you have coming up that everybody needs to know about?
I am going to be in a fashion show. I'm going to be in two of them. The first fashion show that I'm going to be in is the Michael Rose Experience. That is going to be on September 9th in Arlington. The show starts at 7. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. If anybody want to know about that, please, more details, please hit me up on my Facebook, which is Sunny Love. And then the next fashion show I'm going to be in is the 50 Shades of Slay CIE fashion show, CIE magazine fashion show. That is going to be on November 10th. And so I will be walking in both of those fashion shows coming up. So the fete is going to be September 9th. And I'm really excited about it. That's a Michael Rose experience. So tickets are still on sale for that one. So make sure you guys hit me up, and I'll, you know, let you know how to get your tickets.
Do you have anything else coming up besides those?
I got photo shoots coming up. I'm going to be shooting with you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you all shooting with me. Yeah.
I'm going to be shooting with you on Friday.
It's actually
I'm excited about that one.
Getting published, you know.
Yes. Yes, I'm excited about that one.
I'll be out here in these streets using that as a line. When I say I'm a doer, I say I'm going to get you published, I'm going to get you published.
Yes, I'm excited about that. Oh, yeah, and, like, you know, before I go, I just want to give a few shout-outs, if you don't mind.
Oh, go ahead. As long as you're in the grocery list, you get to go.
First, I want to give a shout-out to my mom. I know she's been listening and everything. I told her to listen to me. She's like my... She's like my biggest supporter ever, like of everything. So if anybody, I'm going to say like my biggest supporter and motivator is going to be my mom. So I want to give a shout out to my mom and my younger brother and my sisters. I also want to give a shout out to Jay out in Atlanta. And I want to give a shout out to Eric and Kenny and also Charlie. It's Charlie's birthday, so I want to tell Charlie happy birthday. Told y'all I was going to say happy birthday. But anyway, other than that, that's it.
All right. Oh, also, okay, how can people are here to show, we instead of say a follow, we say stalk. Now, I know usually as a bad, that usually means a bad thing, but we say it a different way. Because when you think of stalkers in a bad way, you think about how they follow you everywhere you go. We took that, cleaned it up, and that's a good way of saying, hey, people stalking you. You know, whenever you got some moves going on, they support you. They stalk you in a good way. So if you got products, they going to be out there trying to buy them. If you got an event you got coming up, if they in the area, they going to come support your event. They going to be on your page showing love to your stuff. All that kind of stuff. That's, so we call it stalking. Where places can people go to stalk you at?
Well, they can stalk me on my Instagram. It's love is spelled L-U-V, and that's underscore me, and then underscore Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y. That's one place. The next place they can stalk me at is my Facebook, which is Sunny Love. You can just find me under Sunny Love. And my Facebook profile picture says, I am very black. It's like a little button that says, I am very black. So if you see that button, that's me. But
those are the, like, the main two places you can find me on. I'm always either on, oh yeah, also on my Snapchat. I'm always on my Snapchat. XX Brown Sugar XX, and I spell Brown BRWN, and I spell Sugar SUGA.
Okay, you just send me that. That's too much to remember. Okay.
I'll send it to you. I'll be on there talking mad crap.
Oh, Snapchat. My Snapchat is starting to become a staple now. Like, I started using more, and if I'm out about, you go get some. You just see the litty side of me on Snapchat. You know what
I'm saying? Because Snapchat, you get rid of it in 24 hours, so it's like, you know what, this one's gonna be on there for a little bit.
Yeah. You. So there you go. Yeah, exactly. That. I also like, yeah, not even, I just like, because it feels exclusive that way. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's not that you hide, like, not that I'm hiding anything. I just like to give you a reason, some different reason why you're on the different social mediums. Like, if you
mm-hmm.
go to this one, it's going to be a little different. Some stuff you get here, and then you can go to another one and see that. It's going to be, you just get a different vibe from each one. And I want you to be able
right.
to share all those different things, so. Yeah,
right,
I agree.
That's how I am on my
Snapchat 24 hours, ratchet, and you be ratchet, you catch it 24 hours, and you catch it. You don't? Oh, well.
Oh, well. It's signed up for 24 hours.
Yep. Especially cruise life, you don't never know what I might do on Snapchat, as y'all have seen. So,
that's
yeah.
funny. You better ratchet.
See, that's what my dang knee messed up now. I be dancing all day. I love to dance, contrary belief, a lot of people, and I be dancing. I was dancing all day and all night down there every day on that cruise ship. And I was like, that was like 5-6 days, 5-6 nights. It was like, yeah. So yeah, I was lit.
Your body hurting? My body would have been hurting.
Shoot, my knee messed up. Man. My knee done got messed up.
Mm. I be like
so
that on my
hobbling.
Birthday.
Oh, see, yeah, my birthday, because, of course, y'all know my birthday this weekend. Woo-hoo.
My birthday
so.
New Year's Eve.
That is a dangerous. That is very dangerous. Nate, when's your birthday again?
November 16th, Scorpio, baby.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
I already told y'all I'm a Capricorn, yeah, but my birthday on New Year's Eve, so I'll be partying
New
hard.
Year's Eve. Oh, Lord. But see, mine usually falls during Labor Day week. My 21st birthday hit was on Labor Day. It was on Labor Day. So it was when I went out partying on the 2nd. When it turned 12, the bar brought me a big old shot of that was the first time I ever had a Patron, and I thought I was going to die.
No.
Yeah. But my birthday's on this Sunday, so. But I'm turning up on Friday, y'all. Friday. Park Avenue, if y'all in the area, come show up.
Hey, Park Avenue.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, Park Avenue, because I had my birthday party there one year. Yeah, I took a party bus there. It's a crazy birthday party.
I got smart. I picked a spot right by it, because I need somewhere to shoot, and also, I'm probably doing the extra driving. So, yeah. I'm parked there.
Yeah.
Perfect. Nate, you have anything coming up we didn't know about?
Look, you never know when Nate Production got planned.
Oh, my God. It's her new thing now. She used to tell us, now it's her new thing. You never know.
Because people is nosy.
Right.
No. Bitch is praying on my downfall.
Oh, Lord.
You better know everything. Just
right.
Know when y'all see me posting, then y'all will see.
Oh, Lord. Fourth anniversary issue of Human Cares magazine dropping in the next week. So, yes, I heard that right. Fourth anniversary. So, yes, a lot of people don't realize we've been doing this for 4 years. What
you
say?
Know I'm sneaky, sis. I said, you know I'm sneaky. You know, I just pop up and do stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do know you're sneaky. That you are.
You know what?
Y'all little short people. Y'all can sneak around easily.
Look.
You know what?
I'm going to need you to start cool it on the short people.
By the way, the show's getting ready in, so. So. Yeah, so we get ready to the show. Oh, before we did, remind you guys that if you ever miss any part of the show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. It's also on iTunes for free. It's on TuneIn, the TuneIn app for free. It's also on the Stitcher app for free. So you're on all these major platforms being listening to the show. There's no excuse to miss it. Yeah, that being said, we're going to end the show every show. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a...
There's a nay, there is a way.
All right, y'all. Tune in to the episode of Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl...
Nay Seduction. I just want to say one more thing to all those Houston victims. Prayers go out to y'all. They make me realize materialistic things don't mean nothing because it can be taken away from you within the blinking of an eye. Like, real quick, can be taken away from you. So, prayers to Houston, Texas.
I want to say something to the people of Dallas-Fort Worth. Don't be out here acting thirsty, these Houston people. Damn, man, you come from Houston, she bad, man. Don't be out here acting thirsty, man. I already know. I see some of y'all said that on Facebook already. Y'all be out here acting thirsty. Y'all hate these people. Y'all like y'all ain't never seen nobody before. So now y'all finna have a gaggle full of new people. Y'all ain't that don't be out here ready. So y'all finna be in high thirst mode. So I'm slinging out pussy and penis everywhere. P&P party. Pussy and penis. Y'all slinging pussy and penis. Y'all need to chill out quick, like you never had sex before.
One more thing.
Leads to our other public service announcement. What's up, public service announcement?
It is a boutique in Houston, Texas that is giving away women's clothes to people who new clothes they're giving away at Eric Boutique in Houston, Texas. I will post it on my Instagram for Houston, you know, the Harvey victim of her own boutique in Houston, Texas. And she's giving away new clothes and also formula and diapers for women with kids.
And... All right, so segue into previous discussion, at least our public service announcement we give every week. Nate, can you please give them that public service announcement, please?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
Yes. Underline responsibly. Don't be out here. Y'all here thought, I know y'all here look at these Houston people.
Go get them pops. I should have told myself that. Go get them pops.
Because don't be out here having no Hurricane Harvey baby. When did we can see that baby? Oh, that was around when Hurricane Harvey happened. Yeah, don't be out here. You know, don't be letting no Hurricane Harvey hormones give you a Hurricane Harvey baby. So, don't be out here acting a fool. Harvey, middle name of Harvey. All right, I'm gonna stop because people are gonna be in their fields in the morning. All right, so that being said, we are out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.